Good morning. This is Andrew Talbot, live from Chesterfield. I'm presenting an e-business club breakfast briefing this morning on the top 10 tools for e-marketing. Would everybody like to say hello to prove this is real?
Hello!
That was the loudest hello we've ever had on one of these things. What I wanted to talk to you about this morning, because it's a subject we've been covering today, is does my business need a salesman? I guess I started life as a salesman, and people often say, well, yeah, I need to expand the business. I'm going to get a salesman in. And the question now, is that still relevant? With all the e-marketing tools out there, am I better off using what we call non-disruptive techniques? You know, selling is disruptive. I'm doing something. Somebody knocks on my door and says, I want to sell something to you. Or, I want to tell you about something. A non-disruptive technique, like a search engine, natural search, etc., is people go and find the information when they want it. So actually, it could be said that the most important thing about marketing nowadays is to actually make sure the content is out there, because people will find it when they want it. And if people are talking to you when they want something, they're more likely to buy. So it's a better use of time. So my argument nowadays is actually there's still value in a salesman, personal negotiation, but actually, it's more important to get your quality content in the right places that your customers are going to find it than it is. You know, think what it costs you to employ a salesman. You know, you've got a wage, a car, 30 or 40 grand. Give me 30 or 40 grand and I could have an e-marketing heaven. You know, I could employ someone for half of that and get twice the results. So that's the interesting point. It's worth debating. And I know this audio boo will probably anger all you salesmen out there. But I was, and still am, really one of you guys. So just think about the way you work. You know, maybe it's time to learn some of these other tools too. Hope you found this of interesting, and you can subscribe to my podcast channel via Audioboo in the normal way.